7:18 a.m. We're joined now on our newsmaker line by J.P. Cortez, the policy director for the Sound Money Defense League. Good morning, J.P.
Hey, good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what is the Sound Money Defense League?
Sure. The Sound Money Defense League is a nonpartisan policy group, and we work nationwide to eliminate the taxes and the disincentives that go into or that regulate the purchase, sale, and use of gold and silver, America's constitutional money. Across a variety of states, there are, in Tennessee's case, until this year, Tennessee was charging a sales tax to purchase gold and silver. And there is no other investment that Tennessee does that with. Yeah, stocks, bonds, ETFs, there is no other sales tax on assets like that. And it was an injustice, and fortunately, I'm happy to say that Governor Lee has recently signed that bill into law to fix that.
So now where is the Sound Money Defense League based, JP?
Charlotte, North Carolina. So our office is in Charlotte, but this year, for example, we worked in 11 different states, working on 24 different pieces of legislation to eliminate taxes on gold and silver, to allow states to invest pension funds and state reserve funds in precious metals, to allow in-state depositories. Tennessee, for example, the next step here is legislators have an appetite for establishing an in-state depository where the state can hold its own gold and silver if they chose to invest any.
Sure, our own Fort Knox.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
right.
In favor of that. What a great idea. Now, tell us, who's behind the Sound Money Defense League? How long has it been around?
So the Sound Money Defense League is a small policy project started in 2016. The Money Metals Exchange, a national precious metals dealer, and when I graduated from undergrad, I teamed up with the precious metals dealer to start this policy group. We saw that there was an absence of advocates in this space. There were, you know, states all over that are charging onerous taxes, that are regulating this space in a way that in many times is really unfair. So we teamed up to start this policy group, and it is a small outfit, but we're doing a lot with a little.
Where'd you do your undergrad work, JP?
I studied at Auburn University.
War Eagle.
War Eagle, that's right.
All right. Well, look, here's a question for you, though, JP. Mm-hmm. Out of all the things that somebody could do and focus on, what is it that got you and the other founders of the Sound Money Defense League, what is it that got you focused on getting rid of the sales tax for gold and silver? And why is gold, why are gold and silver and these two particular precious metals so important for long-term investment?
Yeah, so for thousands of years now, gold and silver have been money. This is money that has retained its value through the course of time, while under the self-correcting mechanisms of a free market, right? So gold and silver are not money that governments waved a wand and deemed money. Gold and silver have held their value, you know, tested by the market for thousands of years. And that's, you know, an indicator, one of the things that make gold and silver a good money. Whereas what we have today is it's political money. It's money by decree. It's fiat money. And for me, anyway, there's a morality to this, right? At a time today where you have record high inflation, you have geopolitical uncertainty, you have what can only be described as incompetence coming from the Oval Office and this administration, you know, people are struggling to afford their food and their housing and their medicine, and the politicians are actively making it harder for them to do so. Inflation is a policy choice. And people, not only like people today being harmed by inflation, but also the future generations that we are borrowing this money from, we're putting this load on our progeny, my children, your children, their children, and there's a morality to this theft because that's what it is. It's mm-hmm. a hidden tax.
So we're talking with J.P. Cortez, a policy director of the Sound Money Defense League. I read in your press release that Tennessee is the 42nd state now, in which there is no sales tax on gold and silver because it is an investment vehicle as opposed to a product that's being used for, you know, whatever purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I find quite fascinating is this idea of having our own Fort Knox in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody smile. Oh, I get that. I understand what that is. How many other states currently have their own version of Fort Knox?
Not many, as far as state charter depositories. Texas famously has one, and there are other states that have introduced measures to establish one. None have passed yet. Tennessee has actually introduced, over the last couple of years, measures.
So where is Texas's Fort Knox? Is it like, you know, in a bank vault somewhere, or they have guards around it? And how much gold are they in it?
Yeah, it's a you know, fully there. It's called a class 3 vault. So yeah, you're talking about the thermal sensors and the pressure sensors and the guards and all of that. Yeah, and it's, you know, backed, fully insured. It is its own Fort Knox, and that is, I think, outside of Austin.
How much gold and silver do they have in it?
Well, the reason they opened it is because they had $1 billion in the teacher pension fund. They had their own gold. And that's why they built it, for that reason. And Ohio has about $1 billion that they just put into their fire and police pension fund. They're thinking about it as well. And now that Tennessee has reduced or ended this tax, they can start thinking about something like this as well.
Interesting. So anybody introduced this legislation to have our own Fort Knox yet?
Yeah. Representative Bud Holsey has been an advocate for sound money and these issues for a long time.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so what's your next agenda item? Here in Tennessee, you want to get our own version of Fort Knox. What are the odds that this would pass in the next Tennessee General Assembly that meets in January of this coming year?
Probably not likely that it would pass this year, but these bills and all of this starts a conversation where Tennessee might be more interested in preserving taxpayer funds, preserving pension funds, preserving rainy day funds with gold and silver. So all of this is part of a bigger process.
Well, look, one thing that I think would be an incentive, you know, we can't have Texas leading the way, right?
Absolutely. Tennessee has to come back up and claim its spot.
Exactly. Well, J.P. Cortez, Policy Director of the Sound Money Defense League, thanks so much for joining us today. And please keep us posted on the developments in Tennessee getting a Fort Knox for gold and silver. I like that idea.
Thanks a lot for your time, Michael.
Thanks, J.P. Cortez. Well, in studio with a big smile on his face, J.C. Bowman, a professional educator of Tennessee. This is an interesting idea, isn't it?
It is. And I think one of the interesting things is on the next James Bond sequel, Goldfinger, we just move it to Tennessee.
Yeah. It does get back to this whole issue of, frankly, if you have pension funds invested in gold and silver, at least right now, as far as I can tell, the pension funds that are invested in the stock market over the past quarter, not doing so well.
Nah, we're not.
I mean, I think it's been down maybe 10% or so. I mean, depends on about what you have in your portfolio. And I'm not sure under the Biden maladministration, things are going to get much better for a while.
No, and I think that's another thing, because our pension fund in Tennessee, TCRS, for teachers, that money is contingent on the stock market now. I mean, it used to be that it was self-insured and we had it in-house, and now they put the money in the market for the new teachers that have come on for about the last 10 years.
So the pension fund is managed by, who manages the teacher's pension fund here?
The state.
The state manages it.
Right.
And so they have not yet considered putting some of that in gold or silver, right?
Not that I know of.
So, who is it? The state treasurer, David Lillard? He's the treasurer that does that?
Yes, David Lillard. Yep.
We ought to talk to David.
He'd be good. He's a good man.
We ought to get him in and say, "Hey, you know, as a hedge against inflation, don't you think you ought to put a little bit of that money in gold and silver?
That'd be a good thing."
All right. When we come back, we'll have more with J.C. Bowman, with the head of Professional Educators of Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.